Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you how you
allowed us to slumber and sleep all night long. And then bright early this morning, Father, you touched us with the fingertip of love that allowed us to get up and start ourselves a new day. A day, Father, that's been coming since the beginning of creation, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. One that we have never seen before, Father, and one that we will never see again. And we just want to tell you thank you right now. Father,
thank
we ask you to continue to guide us, Father. Keep us as we walk this narrow way. Father, we pray, Father, that those that are sick, those that are listening, Father, they will hear your word today. Receive your word, Lord, and ask themselves, what must I do to become a child of the King? Father, we just ask you to bless right now in a mighty way. Touch those that are sick, those that can't do for themselves. Give them a mind and say yes to your word, Lord, and yes to your way, Father. Father, these blessed among many, Lord, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name as we pray. We pray, Father, in your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you right now. Let every heart say
Lord.
Amen.
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 And we truly thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Truly, I thank God for Brother D in that prayer. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I just thank God for it. We're going to talk to you today. I have not brought this subject in a long time, but this is what God has put on my heart to talk on today. We're going to talk on jealousy. And you know, we find that goes on in the land, in our home, on our jobs, just about wheresoever we go. Now, jealousy is the thought or feeling of insecurity, fear, and concern over a lack of possession. So when you really look at the word jealousy, people have the tendency of getting jealous over anything. You find that people feel like it's just not right that you have something and they don't. And they get jealous over it. And I began to look at the people in the Bible. See, this didn't just start. Jealousy been going on a long, long time. Now, when you look at Cain and Abel, Cain killed his brother because God was more pleased with Abel's sacrifice than he was with Cain. Cain got jealous of Abel, and what did he do? He killed him. Now, it is not God's will that we should be jealous of anyone, have hard feelings, or to harm anyone. For if God blessed someone else with more than I have, then I should help them to celebrate what they have, not to get jealous-hearted and want it. And that's what causes people to get covetous. They see somebody else with something and what they do. When the first chance they get, they go steal it and or they kill that person and take it. That is not the will of God. We should seek today not to be jealous of no man. Just as we pray to God and ask God for what we want, then if we just pray and ask and believe, he will give it to us. It is not his will that anyone should be killed over their possession. But this started at the very beginning of time, and it still goes on. Jealousy is a sin because of the repercussion it causes. when people feel jealous. And as I was looking at this today, I was looking at Joseph and his brothers. You'll find that I began in 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. Glory be to God. Now, we know that Joseph was the son of Jacob and Rachel. Jacob had 12 children, but most of those children was by Leah. Leah, who was Rachel's sister, that her father got Jacob drunk and sent Leah in to lay with him because she was the oldest, and back then the youngest should not marry before the oldest. Glory be to God. So, but Rachel, even Leah was jealous of Rachel because Rachel is the one that Jacob truly loved. Rachel is the one that Jacob worked 7 long years for. And at the end of those 7 years, he was deceived by his uncle, Leah's father. He was deceived by him. And he got him drunk, so he ended up marrying Leah. But that was not who he wanted. Glory be to God. Now Rachel, Jacob's wife, after he worked 7 long years again, then his uncle gave him Rachel to wife as well. But Rachel, as you find, couldn't have children, and Leah was steady having kids. Now that caused Rachel to be hurt because she couldn't give Jacob any children. But you know, God opened her womb because this is the wife that Jacob wanted, the one that he truly loved, and gave her 2 sons, and that was Joseph and Benjamin. Now, when I look at this, I'm going to get into this now. Joseph ended up being the one with the birthright, and I had to look back and find out why. Joseph ended up with the birthright because Jacob's only son, Reuben, slept with one of his concubines, went in and laid with Jacob's concubine, and he heard about it. And Jacob was upset, so he took Reuben's birthright, and he gave it to Jacob. Glory be to God. So now, all of his brothers knew that Jacob loved Joseph more than any of them. So that alone would cause them to be jealous. So now that brings me down to verse number 3. Genesis 37, verse number 3. Now Jacob loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Now Jacob was about 91 years old when Rachel had Joseph. And because he loved him so much, he made him a coat of many colors. Glory be to God. And this alone shows his favoritism to Joseph. He didn't make a coat for his other children. He just made one for Joseph. Now, mind you, Joseph was the one that Jacob had given the birth of his birthright to, because his oldest, Reuben, which was by Leah, had slept with his concubine, and that was an insult to his father, because that was his father's concubine. So it was an insult, and because of that, Reuben lost his birthright, and it was given to Joseph. So now, on top of them already hating Joseph, because they literally hated him, Joseph also was a dreamer. Glory be to God. See, the thing about Joseph, God was with Joseph. Now, Joseph had a dream one night, and his dream basically translated to that all of his brothers, including his father and mother, would bow down to him. So now, Joseph's dream went like this. He said, "For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obedience to my sheep." Now, this and the brothers got upset. So the brother said this, and when I read this, I laughed, and I thought about Brother D, who always say that God's word doesn't go out of void. It fulfills what it set out to do. Now, the dream was given to Joseph by God. So his brother said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. See, now Joseph was a young man, and he didn't know to keep his dream to himself. So the more he dreamed, the more upset that they got. Then he went back to his brothers with his dream again. He said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to me." He told this to his brother and to his father, and his father rebuked him for it, but yet he believed him. But his brother was very, very envious of him because of his dream, because it seemed every time he dreamed, it put them in a lowly position, and they didn't like that. We're talking about jealousy today. So the brothers went out to mend the flock. Jacob sent Joseph out to check on his brother, take him water and something to eat. So when they saw him coming, jealousy took over. And this is what happened in today's world. When people kill people, a lot of them, it comes from pure jealousy, because they don't get and or don't have what God has blessed that person with. And I'm sure at some point in our lives, all of us has been jealous of someone over something. But it is a blessing when you can get past that jealousy and learn to enjoy what someone else has and let them know you're happy for them rather than to try to destroy them. So when they saw Joseph coming, the first thing they wanted to do, it said, and they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dream. Now, little did the brothers know that this was the works of God. See, when God has something for you, no man can stop it. See, God was opening the door for, starting to open the door for Joseph to rule. And though the brothers wanted to kill him, they couldn't do it because it was not in the will of God. Now, when Reuben heard about it, though Joseph had his birthright, but Reuben didn't want them to kill. He said, shed no blood, but cast them into this pit that is in the wilderness and lay no hand upon him that he might rid him out of their hand to deliver him to his father again. So Reuben was saving Joseph, and his plan was to deliver him to his father. But Reuben himself, in doing this, he felt like if I deliver him back to his father, the brother that he loved, then he would show some favor to me. But see, Reuben had committed a sin. He had taken one of his father's wives. And that was not so very forgivable. But Jacob did forgive him, but Reuben still had to pay for his sin. He lost his birthright, and it was not going to come back to him because he had committed incest, for one thing, in sleeping with one of his father's concubines. So they threw him in a pit and left him there. And along came a band of people from Judah. They pulled him out and they went to Egypt and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Now, mind you, they took Joseph exactly where God was sending him. See, when Satan means things for our bad, God means it for our good. Now, when God bless you, when God show favor to you, can't nobody pluck you out of his hand. Out of all that Joseph went through, God still had his back. He went through the battle with Potiphar's wife. She said that he tried to rape her. She lied on him because he wouldn't sleep with her. So she told her husband he tried to rape her, and Joseph ended up in jail. But yet in still, he ended up where God wanted him to be. See, now that's the thing. When God has something in store for you, no one can take it from you. Now, Joseph wasn't where he needed to be quite yet. But he had God made a way for him to get out of jail. So the king had a dream. Pharaoh had a dream. And no one could interpret his dream. But look at the gift that God had given Joseph. He not only dreamed, he prophesied his life. He prophesied other people's life. He prophesied what would happen in his brother's life. So there was no one that could understand his dream but Joseph. So when he asked if there was anyone who could interpret his dream, then the butcher, I think it was, that was in prison with him, remembered him and told Pharaoh that there was such a man in whom the Spirit of God was in. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, after Joseph had interpreted his dream, told him about his dream was a famine was coming, and there would be no food in the land. See, God had already prepared Joseph for what he had to do. Now, mind you, Joseph's dream does come true during this story. So Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Look at Pharaoh. Now, he said only in the throne will he be greater than Joseph. But all over the land, Joseph was in charge. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, put a gold chain around his neck. And he gave Joseph charge of everything. Now, at this time, when Joseph ruled over all the land of Egypt, he was only 30 years old. And he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout Egypt. Now look how Joseph did this. Now the famine was coming. All of this to show that God has set Joseph above his brothers as well, that his brothers was going to bow down to him because God had already told it. And this is why they was jealous. This was why they wanted to kill Joseph. But look what Joseph did. Because Joseph knew the famine was coming, he gathered up all the food of the 7 years. He gathered up enough food to last for 7 years. That was during the time of the famine. And when people ran out of food, they had to come to Joseph to buy food. Even when they ran out of their crop and they didn't have seed to plant, Joseph took over their but let them work it. So he caused Egypt to be bigger and greater. It's the wisdom that God had given Joseph. Joseph was walking with the wisdom that God had given him, and everything that he did was because of the Spirit of God. God showed him things that was to come. Ended up being the governor of the land. Glory be to God. Okay. Okay, so what happened when Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to buy food after Joseph had messed around with them for a minute, sent them back home because he wanted his father and his brother. He wanted Benjamin and he wanted his father. Sent them back home, gave them the food. But he put money in the bag for them that they thought that Joseph was playing with them to cause them to die. They didn't know who he was. But Joseph was just sending food and money back to his father so that they all could eat. So at this time, Joseph told them, don't come back without your youngest brother. They didn't know who Joseph was, but Joseph knew who he was. But see, the thing about it, Joseph did not hold any animosity against them. See, unlike us, we get mad and we will hold it against that person for years and years and years. We don't forgive. But even though Joseph went through so much to get where he was, he still did not hold that against him because he knew it was God that sent him there. And when you recognize, when you realize that God sent you somewhere, sent you with a job to do, when you realize that, then you can forgive easily because your mind is focusing on what God has for you to do. So when they came back with his father and with his brother, they came back. What they did, they bowed down to Joseph, each and every one of his brothers, so that they, because they recognized him as governor over the land, not knowing that this was their brother. See, now this is the part where Joseph's dream came true. Joseph's dream came true because this is what God had told them all these years ago. Genesis 42 and 6 says, and Joseph was the governor over the land. He it was that said to all the people of the land and Joseph's brethren, come and bow down themselves before him with their face to the earth. That is what his dream said that they would do, that they would have obedience unto him. And they had obedience unto him. When they found out who Joseph was, they got scared because they thought Joseph was going to kill them for what they did. But Joseph let his brothers know that God sent me here, and I have no hard feelings. Now, that's how God works. That is how God works with us all the time. That's how he works. When God has something for us, I don't care how hard we fight. I don't care how hard we fight. Anybody fight us. I don't care who Satan sends to try to stop us. No man can close that door. Now that go on to tell me about David. How Saul became so jealous of David that he tried to kill him. Saul was jealous because God took his spirit from him and he gave it to David. So that made Saul begin to hate David. And he hated him even more when he heard the people sing. The women went out and they began to sing a song. Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000. So that made Saul want to kill David. And this is what happens when we get jealous hearted. We do whatsoever we can to try to destroy that person. Even on the job, when you get jealous of a person in their position that you feel like should be yours, but somebody else got it, then you try to seek ways to make that person get fired. That is not the will of God. It is not the will of God. Saul, God took his spirit from Saul because Saul was disobedient to him. He did not do what God told him to do. He sent him to fight. He said, kill everybody, children, animals, and all, king and all. And the only thing that you take is the gold and the silver, but not anything else. And he saved the king against the will of God. And God removed his spirit from Solomon. So anytime you have had God's spirit, you will find you are nothing without God. It's like you're walking around like a dead man on the earth because you no longer have the Spirit of God. We can't make it without the Spirit of God, but that's why we have to be so obedient when God tells us to do something. We don't have to be jealous. If we see something somebody else got and we like it, pray, ask God for it. If it's not for you, he's not going to give it for it to you anyway. And if you take it from somebody else, it might take be years before you found out, but you will be found. Because you cannot do anything that God don't see. Look how Cain killed Abel and buried him. What did God say to Cain? He said, your brother's voice is speaking from the blood is speaking from the ground. God already knew he had killed him, but he let Cain know that he had killed him, that he knew he had killed him. But God is such a merciful God. Out of all the things that Cain did, he told Cain to leave and never return. Cain told God, if I go, they will kill me because they know what I did. God put a mark in his head and said, no man will touch you. So that shows how forgiving God is. But that does not say that Cain did not pay for his deed. What Abel did was pleasing to God because he gave him a blood offering. And that was pleasing to God because back then, that was the beginning of the blood offering. God would receive a blood offering. So many years. But then it wasn't saving man. God could not take blood of animals, a blood of men that other men killed for an atonement. God had to have a pure blood. And that blood was the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. That was the only blood that he could receive because that blood had no sin. Jesus committed no sin while he was walking the earth. He could, because that body came from God. That was a heavenly body. That it walked the earth in the form of a man. But that body knew no sin. And I noticed people used to try to say that Jesus slept with women on this, but Jesus did not sin. No woman could have slept with Jesus because he was God himself. He could not sin and he would not sin. Nothing that Satan could do could cause Jesus to sin. He came for one thing, and that was to save us, to do the work of his Father, that same. So we need to be very, 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 very careful. People would say, well, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. Yeah, a lot of people are jealous. As soon as they see something that they want that somebody else has, they get jealous. And that includes somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. They get jealous. And they want what you have. That is not the will of God. Whatsoever we want, ask God and wait on it. It may not come when you want it, but it's always on time, no matter how long it be before he give it to you. So being jealous doesn't accomplish us anything. It doesn't accomplish us anything, being jealous. That's why we should rejoice when other people get anything. The more that you rejoice for them, the more you open the doors for yourself. Rather than be jealous-hearted or upset, I go talking about the person, just ask God for what you want. Please God in your life. Because see, the thing is, David pleased God. Joseph pleased God. When you please God, he will make a way for you. He calls David a man after his own heart. So why do we think that we can't walk in a way that always trying to please God? We can walk in a way that pleases God every day because we can repent every day. We can ask God, Lord, what do you have me to do today? On your job, you can say, Lord, bless the company. Bless my coworkers. Bless us as we work together this day. When we go somewhere, Lord, where will you have me to go? Especially when we go and walking out aimlessly for no apparent reason, just, I got to get out the house. Well, then why not be about the Father's business while you're out of the house? Forget jealous. Let them be jealous because you are a child of a king. Let them want what you want so you can tell them how to get what you want, what you have. That's what God wants us to do. He don't want us to get saved and keep it to ourselves. That's not his will. Glory be to God. So let us always be mindful of who God is and the things that we do. Always seek to please God every day of our life. Please Him. And yes, people will be jealous. But when you please God, He's going to protect you even though you're going through something. See, the people was jealous of Daniel because he prayed three times a day and he bowed down to no man. He bowed down to God and God only. So what did they do? They went to the king and told the king, you should send out a proclamation that everybody bowed down to you. Even with the proclamation, Daniel would not bow down to the king. He bowed down to God and God only when he served. So they were seeking to kill Daniel because he would not bow down to the king because of jealousy. The king treated Daniel well because he was a child of God. And everything Daniel did was good in God's eyesight. So what makes you think you can kill God's people when God got his hand on them? So what did they do? The king had him thrown in the lion's den. But look at God, because God loved Daniel, because Daniel worshiped and praised God. He gave God his 100%. He gave it to God and not to man. God shut the mouth of the lion, and Daniel laid up there and slept with the lions, and the king walked around worried because he knew he was wrong. Glory be to God. When the king saw that Daniel wasn't harmed, came out of the lion's den with not a scratch on his body, he sent a proclamation saying that we will serve Daniel's God. And only Daniel's God will we serve. You see how God works for us? We don't have to be jealous. And when people mistreat us, I know it's not easy, but let us pray to God and pray for that person. Whatsoever the cause, ask God to bless them. Teach them how to love. Take all animosity from them. Because you find in everyday life, people will hate you without a cause. Because you're walking around looking nice, driving a nice car, has a nice personality, they mad at you, just looking at you, and they ready to jump on you and fight you. That's jealousy. That's jealousy. And even though, and I know a lot of you races at the racetrack, let one of you win three races in a row, you got somebody ready to fight you. So we have so much jealousy that we have forgotten how to love. We don't love one another because jealousy gets in the way. So let us pray to God to love like Jesus loved. Jesus walked this earth mistreated, beat, spit on, pierced in the side. People didn't want to hear him, called him a devil, said he was serving Beelzebub. They did all they could to him. And all they're doing, he still allowed them to crucify him and hang on that cross. He still rose on that third day morning with all power in his hand. He still sent back the Holy Ghost, so even the one that was crucifying him had a chance to be saved. All these people looking at the work that Jesus was done, they was afraid of him and they was just. All Jesus wanted to do was to see us all saved. And I thank God for that message. And I certainly hope somebody got something out of this message, because man has a jealous spirit that they should be able to overcome it. I'm not saying it's easy, but in Christ Jesus, all things are possible. You can overcome things that there is no way you can overcome. Just put your trust in God. That's all you got to do. Put your trust in God. And whatsoever you are going through, whatsoever that's eating at you, you can overcome it. And don't let hatred for somebody you don't even know be part of your everyday life. It's an unnecessary waste of time, and it could send you straight to hell. So I thank God for this message on today. I know it wasn't a preaching message, but God didn't give me to give a preaching message today, because all of us should look back and examine ourselves. And if there's any jealousy in our body whatsoever, we should fall on our knees and pray. Ask God to take it out. Lord, don't let me walk this way. Clean me. Because jealousy caused people to be hurt. And that is not the will of God. So truly, I thank God for this time. And again, I hope somebody got something out of it. At this time, I'm going to stop. I'm going to open the floor for whosoever wants to come in and have anything to say, be it a testimony or anything, even if you're coming on somebody else's behalf. If you had an experience of you being jealous or somebody else being jealous of you, if you want to talk about it, then the floor is yours.
Good evening, Sister Man. I got two questions. I got two situations. Now, I understood the message you was giving in the first part with this Joseph and Jacob, but I couldn't follow them two J's, them Joseph and Jacob. I couldn't follow that. So, to me, I didn't know which one to follow and which one not to follow. I couldn't follow it.
Jacob was Joseph's father.
Okay, that was just, I couldn't follow them back and forth. But my main question is, Sister Marion, you preached on a very, very important subject that happens every day. But I need to know, what's the difference between covet and jealousy? What's the difference between covet and jealousy?
Covet is when somebody sees something that you have and they want it and they take it. And they take it you got it. They jealous of you and they want it. So basically, they work together. The difference is when somebody covets something that you have, they take it from you. In whatever way possible, they steal it or they harm you and take it. Jealousy is when somebody, they can see you. I'm going to have to give you two or three examples of that. They can see you. You doing nothing on your merry way. You got this big, beautiful smile on your face, and they hate your guts. That's because they're jealous of you. I am serious. They can see you driving a nice car, and they always wanted one but wasn't able to get it. And God bless you with that car. They hate you and they're ready to fight you. And
okay,
you looking
okay,
like,
Sister Mary.
What's this?
Okay, Sister Mary,
uh-huh.
I see that pretty car there. I covered that car, and I'm jealous because they got it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I'm both of them there. I mean, so what's the difference, man? I still don't see the difference.
No, see, no. There's a difference. When you covet something, you're taking it from them. You take it. Be it physically or be it you steal it.
Hold on. I'm confused.
I think I got one a little bit simpler that you might understand.
Okay, I just want to look it up and see because I was confused. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is
okay.
A yearning for
you
possession that I want to possess it.
You want to possess it, so you take it.
Right.
So in taking, that's what covet is.
They don't
taking
say, take
something
it,
that
say,
does
take
not
it.
Belong to you. That even when you take somebody's wife, so they don't belong to you. So you have covet that man's wife.
I don't see where it says took it. It don't say. It says just because I covet something don't mean I took it, Sister Mary. I just covet because
okay.
I want it. It don't mean I took it.
Listen, to
I'm
desire
missing,
what
agree.
Belongs to another.
Right. I desire, yes.
The thing is, when you covet something,
uh-huh.
And that's a lot of people. Now, everybody don't. So I get your point. Some people see something,
mm-hmm.
they want it,
uh-huh.
but they don't take it.
Okay.
So, but a lot
okay.
of people see something, and they want it. So coveting it is taking it from them. Covet is the desire to have.
Sister Mary, I can go along with you until you said taking it. It don't say you have to take it. It don't say you got
to
take it.
Well, listen to this, brother. The Bible says to long after to try to gain. So if you're trying to gain something, the Bible says your covenant means to lust, a strong desire. So this is what T keep telling you, to take something.
Okay,
if
now hold it right there. I got it right there. Got the word for me, D. When a man, listen to me, brother, or a woman,
lusts
after another woman or another man, what do they do?
I mean, Sister Mary, that's I follow you all the way till you say you take it. I mean, I didn't. There's a lot of stuff I might have seen and wanted and everything,
okay.
and I didn't take it. I might have covered it, but I didn't take
it.
But
see, you didn't take
okay.
it. You didn't take it. But a lot of people see stuff they want and they take it. They go back and they steal it. They can come to your house and chase your house and watch you when you leave, and they come back and take it. That is coveting.
Let me talk to Sister Mary. You know, I follow what you're saying, but I strongly don't agree with taking it because it don't say you got to take it. Just because I want it don't mean I got to take it. Just because I want it. I don't agree with that.
Do you know, listen now, do you know anybody in all your years that have went and stole something from somebody that they know?
Yes, ma'am. I have. Yes. They're doing it today, just like you said.
Okay. So they took it.
Okay, Sister Mary, let me be.
The other thing is when you want.
Well, let me be facetious. Uh-huh. Let me be facetious. I want Beyonce. I can't go take her.
Yes, you are being facetious.
So I'm saying I don't agree. I don't agree with the covenant means you got to go take it. I see a lot of stuff I see the $1 million on TV. I want it, Sister Mary. I can't go take it. I don't agree with the taking part, Sister Mary. I can't agree
okay,
with the taking
I'm going to tell you. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Let me give him this. I got to get out of here.
Let me tell him this, and then you can tell him. First of all, folks, he's going to tell you this. Come down to earth. Because you float.
Okay, I am.
Come on down to earth.
Sister Mary, hold on, let me talk to Sister Mary. Because Sister Mary don't realize I agree with what you're saying. But I don't agree just because I covet something, I got to take it. Because I've been coveting something all my life. I covet something probably every day.
Okay.
Don't mean I'm going to go take it.
Okay.
Though.
Right.
Listen to this.
Look what the Bible says. The Bible says for the word coveting, wish, loan, or crave for something, especially the property of another person. See, you taking it. You crave for it. You wishing for it. But, brother, listen to this here. The Bible says for the word covenant, those who accept bribe are coveting, leading to murders. Covering their neighbor's wife in the form of adultery. In order for you to have adultery with her, you had to be with her. Yes. Now let's go a little further.
Hold on a minute, Devo. You said covering their neighbor's wife in the form of adultery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you see your neighbor wife and you lusting her, and they're saying, you're in the bed with her. You have coveted her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody seeks stuff and they like it or they want it, but they don't go take it. I mean, we all do that. We see things that I wish I had that. But you don't go take it.
That's what I'm talking about. You also coveted by taking.
Now, coveted is when you want what someone else has. See, all this is jealousy, envying. All this goes together. And envying is when you don't want someone else to have what they've been given. So if you don't want somebody to have what they've been given, you're going to start seeking how you're going to take it, especially if you don't want them to have something you feel like should be yours. Does that make sense, brother?
All of it makes sense, Sister Mary. All of it makes sense. But I still don't agree with the taking part and covenant.
And that coveting can work two ways. Devo, give your biblical explanation of coveting.
Well, see, as I was trying to explain to y'all, what the Bible says here, the Bible says those who accept bribes are coveting, leading to murder, Exodus 22 and 12. Coveting a neighbor's wife is a form of adultery. The Bible says he that has lust after a woman, he says you have already committed the act of adultery in your heart. So see, when you said you hadn't took it, you had already took it. Then the Bible goes on to tell man, look what the Bible says about coveting. It says to desire wrongfully, you see what I'm saying, or without due regard of the rights of others. You're taking something. You may not see the word taken, but he's showing you how you do it. See, you could take something in your mind, in the spiritual realm, without taking it. Let's look at another one here. It says, what is an example of covering? What the Bible says? It says, if it's 95 degrees out and humid, you may find yourself covering your neighbor's air condition. You see what I'm saying? See? Hold on, let me give him this one thing. This is your word right here. It's coveting the same thing as jealousy. Dog, ask that question. One is to cover, and the other is to envy or to be jealous. Coveting is when you want what someone else has. Envy is when you do want someone else to have, when you don't want someone else to have what they are being given. Coveting wants to gain something of yourself. See, you just asked that question, was it the same as being jealous and coveting? You see that they work on the same level.
They work together, but they're two different words,
mm-hmm.
two different meanings. Jealousy is when you see what somebody have and you want to covet it. You're jealous of it, so now you want to take it. You want it to be yours. Let me know when you start understanding, Brother Dog.
No, no, Sister Mary, I'm strongly disagreeing. I look it up in every example I got.
But
we don't have to keep beating the horse to death, though. And, you know, just, you know,
no,
we don't have to keep beating
the horse to death. Listen, Doc, I want you to get this. You says you understand it because it don't say take. Look what the Bible says. The commandments, and we go to the commandments, says, and it's a pretty straightforward one to covet someone, something means to have a strong desire of possession of a thing that belongs to someone else that's taking something.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Well, let me tell you the lamest part that if I don't know, if I ain't all the way, it says, what is the difference between covet and jealousy? And that was my question. One is to covet, and the other is to envy or be jealous. Just
jealousy.
Like you said, coveting.
Jealousy.
Okay,
is
coveting. Let me do mine, y'all. Coveting is when you want someone else has. Just like you said, everything you said is true, Sister Mary. Mm-hmm. The only part I got, the only mm-hmm. part I don't agree with, is when you said I got to take it just because I coveted it. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And I don't see nothing that says that. I see something that implies that. I see some examples if you did that, but I don't agree that you got to take it. I don't agree with that.
Didn't nobody say you got to take anything, brother. Everybody, when they start lusting after somebody else's possession, it could even be their car. And they wish the opportunity to go steal it. Everybody don't try to go take it. They'll say, "Ooh, I like that. I wish I had," and keep going. But some of them look at it and say, "I want that car." They don't have the money.
Debo, let me finish. Go ahead.
They feel like you got this car, you can't afford it. So if they steal it, they take it, you can go get you another one. That's coveting.
All right, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Deva. You want to read
I was just telling you, the Bible says, the word covenant means strong possession, to take strong possession of something. That's stealing. I mean, I don't know how to make it any plainer.
Well, I understand we got two different opinions. That's all. It's just an opinion. My opinion of the definition
it's just
and your opinion of the definition, mine is just different from yours. But anyway,
right. No, I understand what you're saying, though. That's why.
You can't say you never heard of people that take from nobody.
I know they do. Now sometimes you're right. A lot of people like to say they see some stuff. And they gonna take it. And they gonna take it. Yeah, they
gonna
want to get it. They gonna steal it or take it. Yeah, I agree.
And a lot of people see stuff like you. And me. Oh, I love that. But I know I can't afford it. I can love it and keep going. I ain't jealous of it. I don't have that money. You know?
Okay. All right. The flow's still over, y'all. The flow's still over. If anybody got anything, any special requests or prayers, come on in here. Because me and Sister Mary going to have us a special show. And Brother D, we're going to go behind the scenes and have a special show.
If you have some covenant on jealousy, you're welcome to come. Yeah. Hold your hand up and we'll bring you on.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Sister Katara. How are you today? The floor is open to you. Can she hear me?
She's probably talking on mute. Sister Katara, your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Marion. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to let you know you did a powerful message this evening about jealousy. Yes. Praise God. So I'm going to kind of steer off a little bit from you and Willie's discussion. I first and foremost would like to send a special prayer request for my mom. She will be having surgery tomorrow, and I would like to uplift her in prayer for a successful surgery and a speedy recovery. And secondly, I did want to send also a prayer request for myself. Lately, my spirit has been heartbroken and disappointed. So I value your words of encouragement, and I could use some praying words right now. So thank you in advance, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, we thank God for Sister Katara. And before we go into prayer, I want to first see if there anyone else, if you have anything else. That includes you, Brother Dahl. And if you all have anyone that you want me to pray for, please give me their name. Amen. We thank God for that. Okay. There be no else. We'll go ahead with the prayer. There's no one else. We have your mother, Sister Katara, who you want to pray for you. We're also going to pray again for Sister Viola, Brother A.J. Blake's sister. We'll pray for her again, and we're praying that everything works out for her. We're going to pray for my niece, Coco. She's just getting over a pretty bad case of COVID. She didn't have it as bad as it was the first time, but she had it pretty bad. So we're going to say a prayer for her as well. We just thank God for it. Okay. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we come to you as meek and as humble as we know how. Father God, we come to you trusting and believing without a shadow of a doubt that you are a healer. Father God, we come to you, Lord, with faith, God. Hallelujah. Come to you, Father, with faith like the lady with the issue of blood came to you believing if she just touched the hem of your garment, she would be made whole. Amen. And tonight, Father God, I lift Sister Katina's mother, Katara's mother, up to you today, Father God. Yes. Father God, whatever the surgery she's having, we know you to be a God, yes. Father God, that never lost a patient. Father God, we know you to be the surgeon of surgeons, of surgeons. Father God, we know, Father God, that with you everything is already well. She's already had the surgery. Father God, and we ask you to bless her right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, get into the doctor's hand, Father God, and you perform that surgery, Father God, and bless her to come out with no problem. Father God, we believe you. We know, Father God, whatsoever you do, Father God, is 100% perfection, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for being the surgeon for her mother. Father God, Sister Katara, whatsoever it is she's going through, she's feeling down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch her, Father God. Father God, let her know everything is going to be all right. Father God, bless her, Father God, to understand all she has to do is bring her problems to you, Lord, and everything will be all right. Whatsoever she's going through, Father God, we don't know, Lord, but I know you know. Father God, we ask you to strengthen her, Father God. Give her the strength to go through this, Father God. Father God, with praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we're going to count it already done. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, because we know she believed in you. Otherwise, she would not have came. Father God, we ask you to bless her. Give us strength, Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and I bind the enemies that's coming up against her right now in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, what we bind on earth, you are binding in heaven. I bind that enemy right now, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, I command him to loose her in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. Glory be to us. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for releasing her, God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we count on her problems to all be solved in the name of your son, Jesus. We have the faith to know, Father God, that there is nothing, there is no situation that you can't handle. Glory be to God, that you can't solve, Father God. Father God, this is your servant, God. This is your child, God. Father God, bless her and strengthen her, Father God. Father God, let nothing people do to her cause her, hallelujah, Jesus, to stumble or to fall.
Yes.
Give her strength, Father God. For anything that come up against her, give her the strength, Father God, to overcome it. Lord, and we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless Sister Joy, Father God. Have not heard today how she's doing, Father God, but we do know she's on dialysis. Father God, strengthen her body. Father God, we know if it be your will, you can take her off. You can heal her body. Father God, if we asking you, let your will be done in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and ask you to touch Coco right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, all the illness that she have, Father God, we bind them up, Father God. We bind those illness, Father God, and we ask you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Take the tiredness away from her, God. Father God, you know she loves to work. She's a big worker, Father God. Give her the health that she can go back to work, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, I believe every prayer, every person that we have brought up before you, Father God, it is already done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I just want to say to you, Sister Katara, just believe in God. Let me, when I say it's already done, I've seen God do it. My daughter had to have surgery when she was 12 years old. She had to have scoliosis surgery. I'm running up and down the highway trying to get the blood because they wanted to give her own blood. On the way back home to take her to school one day after I took her to give blood, she looked at me. She said, Mama, oh, glory be to God. This is about a month before she had that surgery. She said, Mama, God say, don't worry. I've already came through my surgery. This is a month before she even had. When she had that surgery, the doctor said it was going to take 5 hours. It took 4. Look at God. So I'm telling you, have trust, have faith in God. When your mother go down to surgery, don't worry. God has already brought her through that surgery in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you lift up your head and praise God. Don't let no devil in hell pull you down, Sister Katina. And Sister Katara, I'm going to get your name right eventually. Don't let no devil in hell pull you down. Look to the hills from whence comes your help. Whatever you're going through, when they come up against you, say, God, I thank you. I thank you for your protection. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this. See, we got to start thanking and praising him. And while we're thanking and praising, we're letting him know that we believe that he's already have taken care of us. It's already done. So let us walk in faith and not by sight. Let us walk in faith. And don't let no devil in hell tell you anything different. God can take care, and he will take care of you. And your faith is going to do that for you. Glory be to God. We thank and we praise God for each and every one on tonight. Glory be to God for each and every one. We thank and praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Was you going to say something?
No. Yeah, no, Sister Mary, you good?
Oh,
no.
We thank and we praise God for each and every one that came out tonight. We thank God and we truly hope that message hit someone. It was for someone. It was a very hard message for me to do, even a harder one for me to study. But when God puts something on your heart to do, it may not sound like you want it to you, but it's not to worry how it sounds to me, but as long as it gets to you. And I thank and I praise God for that today, and I thank and I praise God for each and every one of you. And I ask y'all to continue to be with us on every Wednesday, same time, same channel, and with Brother D on every Tuesday for his gospel hour, same time, same channel. And truly, we just thank God. Truly, we thank God for that. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Don.
I'm going to leave you. In the hands of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Preach on the prayer too. That was a powerful prayer you did too, Sister Mary. I thought you was finna go into another sermon. Yeah.
I just want God, people to have so much faith in God. To know that God will heal, God will do. And that's my mission, is pull out the faith out of people. So that God can work for them. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Donald. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. And that will conclude us for today. Thank you. And I know all the people that appreciate your prayers and everything, too. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless all of us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right, then. I guess that's not cue to get off. You didn't say get off like you normally
do. I didn't want to sound rough, but you know, Sister Mary, yeah, that's your time. Yeah, you know, that's your time, Sister Mary. Okay.
He said it, Sister Mary.
He just awful, Brother Dawg. Just awful. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Sister Mary.
All right,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know on Wednesdays, we don't have that much to talk about, and that concludes our religious ceremony for the day with a slight understanding to understand to understand. So it is what it is. If anybody got anything they want to say, anything they want to put out, anything they just want to discuss, we are now in the after hours of the prayer service. So if you do, feel free to hit the one button. Feel free to hit the one button. Anything you want to talk about, football, basketball, baseball, your ugly kids, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, their husbands, and whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it and discuss it. That's what this is for. Oh, and my brother, my homeboy, you better cook me some food if you're going down the duck race. Pie Joe. Come on in there, homeboy.
Oh, man, look here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have you right, dog. Man, I'm ordering stuff to cook for the whole track.
That's what
I'm talking about.
Well, I ain't worried about the whole track just as long as you get mine now. I don't care about the whole track. I just want you to get mine.
Like
you.
They don't think that dog food. You don't like that dog food.
Right on.
But check this out.
Yeah.
Them guys down there running them cars down there, man. Them guys.
Man, Yeah, man. They just this get illegal there. But you know now Pajo, I see duck picking on them and everything. Are they running with weight or not, though? Because they just testing. So are they running with weight or not?
Yeah, you could be right. Yeah, they might be testing for that Ray Duck guy coming up. But that was a pro model, man.
I know, but I'm saying, kid, hit the one button too. My point I'm trying to make is, are they down there just? Are they running on a rule? Are they running on a weight restriction? Are they just running to see how fast they can run? And I got a question on that then. If somebody else got to come on and want to talk about some racing. Just for instance, if they are or whatever they're doing, if they are running without the weight, why would they be doing that if they get in the class, they got to run with the weight? Would that test them do them any good to be doing that? Why would they do that?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if they're going out there running and taking the weight out and going that fast, and then they come to the time for eliminations or qualifying or whatever, and then they got to put the weight back in there. That don't make no sense to me. Unless they're going to an outlaw race. So, you know, but it is what it is. I'm almost ready to get ready to go. I'm going to get ready to get on down there. I'll be down there tomorrow sometime, God willing, and everything go right. I'm going to get ready to go in and get me some rest and get me some whatever I got to get. Oh, man, it's rough. Wouldn't trade it for nothing else.
Yeah, defense is going down. Now take your time.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I always do that. Hey, I can't do nothing but take my time. I can't use none of your time. Yeah. Well, I see Kid on here. I see a couple more people on here. I reckon they ain't got nothing to holler about today. Like I said, don't forget, I reckon everybody be glued to the – I don't know when Flow Racing – I don't know if the Flow Racing going to start filming. Has Flow Racing started yet or are they going to start tomorrow? Let's see what Brother
does. I don't know. I can't even look at my – see what they on or not.
Well, all right, Brother Lee, I told you, we didn't – I'm on the show still. I can't go back and look at that now. I ain't going to leave that alone. I ain't going to get y'all all to me and you know, jumping on me. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Pajo, the float's still wide open. I mean, anybody got any talk they want to talk about, any questions they might want to ask, or any whatever they want to do. I mean, we open. I'm trying to go back on good behavior again. I'm already don't know what a... I don't know whether the shit will go blind already now, man. I mean, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Every time I look around, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, man, I don't know. I started to go in there and jump off. I started to go jump off the roof, but I couldn't get up there. That's the only thing I jump off the roof. I couldn't get up there, Pajo.
Don't do that.
Well, I'm telling you, I ain't gonna. That's another way of saying I ain't going to do it. I said, I'm going to go jump off the roof. I just can't get up there. Uh-oh. Now, Key's going to hit the button after
30 minutes late. He's going to hit the button. I've already called for him 37 times. What you want, Larry Williams?
What was your ladder at, man? You couldn't find your ladder?
I couldn't get on the ladder, man. I couldn't lift my legs up to get on the ladder, kid.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you know, if I could have got up there, if I could have got on top of the roof, I would have jumped off the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going on, man? Did you hear the question them guys running? I said they're running them times down the key. Are they running them times with the weight in or the weight out, or are they running, they qualifying?
I believe they felt the weight. They felt the lack. I don't believe they up to weight. Because them some hell of a ETs they run.
Wait, that's what I just asked Ty Joe. I said, if that's the case, kid, why would they do that unless they're going to an outlaw race? They ain't going to no outlaw race. So when they start qualifying tomorrow or whatever, they got to put, if they are running like this, they got to put the weight back in. Or Gina might be able to tell me something, because I'll be down there with William Brown them tomorrow. Gina, what you got something to say about that, Gina?
I'm just going to answer your question because I got a lot of noise. They're at weight.
They are at weight?
And they test, because I go through all the class races, when they actually test, they test the car at the weight that they have to run. So they are at weight.
That's what I was saying. It wouldn't make no sense for them to go down there and turn it loose down there without the weight in there. They ain't got to put the weight in there when they get rid of the race. Yeah.
No, they don't do that.
Everybody just had the eyebrows up, because like kids said, they flying down there all of a sudden. They flying. And the weather, it's 70 degrees down there.
A lot of those guys actually run the PDRA races that I've seen with Ronnie and them, and they're running just like that. So they're at weight.
I'm going to go and check with William Brown and they down there. I saw them all down there. William Brown and all of them down there, you know.
He's running good last time
he was down there. Yeah.
He's running good. But I'm going on mute because I got noise today.
I don't hear no noise. Brother B was talking about he had noise. I ain't hear no noise. I'll let you know when you got noise. But you got the TV.
Yeah.
You don't probably be watching no. TV if you Law and Order.
I can multitask.
Gina, don't tell me. I'll finish it. Don't make me jealous now. I see you on here every day, but then you tell me you watch TV, I'm gonna feel bad. I'm gonna feel some kind of way now.
I'm multitask though.
Y'all got Law and Order over there in Virginia?
What you talking about? You talking about the TV stuff, kid? Or you talking about Law and Order real? They got Law and Order all around the world, and they got it syndicated. So you know, Law and Order, you can get it on any channel, man.
Kid, I have a question that I've been wanting to ask you. Kid,
what's that, Jenna?
How did you get your nickname, Kid?
When I was a youngster running around with older people, they started calling me that name. So where y'all find this little kid at? And it stuck with me.
I've always wondered.
Ugly.
I said, I'm gonna have
he's
to.
He's an ugly little kid now. Uh-huh. He's an ugly little kid now. He's an ugly little.
Oh, that goes along with living, dog. That goes along with living. So a lot of them ain't gonna never get to be ugly.
They got a point.
Hey, tell me about it.
Dying young don't mean you just got a pretty cat. You got a pretty corpse. You just a pretty corpse. I want to die old and have mine all wrinkled up and everything. I want to be all wrinkled.
Uh-huh.
That's right, kid. You got a point there now. Yes, sir. Gina, you done recuperated yet? Are you still hobbling along after surgery and everything? Are you done recuperated?
I'm still, I done had 6 surgeries on this knee, even after having a knee replacement. I just recently had another one. Yep, I just recently had another one. And, the pain is a lot better, but I just can't get, my full range of motion back.
I'm done. Well, not trying to be too personal. If they did a knee, whatever you call it, what the hell, they can't get it right? Or what's the problem? Why they can't get it right? I thought that would make you better.
Well, what happened, my ACL, I broke, that popped on the backside.
Jeez.
And before it could actually heal, because that takes a long time to heal, they had to go back
you
in.
You messed around and hurt something?
Well, I had gotten scar tissue came in.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go back in and do a scraping. And by having to go back in, it didn't give it the chance to really fully recover. So
was that
then
because
it was
your butt
had
was,
to have.
Was that because your butt was at the racetrack trying to go to the racetrack and hobbling around the track? I saw you hobbling around the track.
When I tell you that I'm a tough cookie, I'm a tough cookie. I sat still for a whole year.
Right,
and then I
just
decided, you know, I got to get up. I got to move around.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just sit. I mean, I'm doing the therapy and stuff, you know, at home now. I guess it's just, you know, it may come back and it may not. I do have to go back because they did find something in my blood work to a rheumatologist that it could be that it's something with the joint.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, like Dee said before, I'm not going to complain. I still got my lead.
In other words, Jenna, $6 million man ain't got nothing on you then, huh?
He sure, most certainly don't.
I hear you.
Yeah, he do. He got $6 million.
Oh, okay.
He got $6 million pardon. $6 million for pardon.
Other than that.
Hey, Gina, connect with William Brown? Is they part of y'all little group?
Oh, yeah.
William Brown
I'm
part
close
of y'all?
To them, yeah. Yeah, I'm close
yeah,
to them.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you get a chance, if you ain't got, you tell William Brown to get one of them shirts. He got one of them good kind of t-shirts. His t-shirt with them almost dollar and almost, they feel good. They feel good. They got them good t-shirts.
I'll tell him when I see him. Matter of fact, I tell his wife and I say we're real good friends.
I got you.
And I've been knowing William forever. But I'll tell him.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to get you a shirt.
Oh, no, I got one. I'm saying. I asked you, did you have one? I got. That's why I know. I'm telling you, them are good kind of shirts. They ain't really cotton. They ain't really nylon, but they breathable. They ain't like a regular one.
I got one.
Come on, I got one. If I got one. You know me, I'm a walking advertisement. Well, all right.
Well, how things are going? You going down to Bradenton too? You doing you for the no time stuff?
Yeah, no time stuff. Yeah, I'll be down there. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just routine for me though. You know, I'm gonna go on down there. It's all right. I didn't know whether I was gonna like it or not. I thought I was gonna like it, but. I ain't finna get dirty. Anyway, it's pretty organized, so it goes pretty smooth. It runs pretty smooth. And that's the thing that I don't see why the grudge races won't take something from this here. Is it start calling a certain number of people around, a certain group around at a certain time, and that way everybody gets and you want to sit up in the lanes 4 or 5 hours and stuff and
it's
all that just come around.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, get you. Like
very
you come
organized.
In there, you got a red ticket, kids. You call out, you know, you do X amount of people that red ticket,
right.
Tell the red to come around a certain number and tell them to come around,
right.
Get them out there and get on out
and
the
your
way.
Blue tickets,
call another
and your green tickets, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we won't have to have everybody bunched up in one damn place talking about they've been sitting in the staging lane for hours and shit. I don't know why in the hell they just won't do that shit, man. Even Wheelchair them said that a couple years back. They said that, that's all we got to do, man. I mean, we don't even pay attention to
who was old Wick? Wick. I want to ask you against women with short hair.
Oh. I don't know.
Hold
on. Let me get it. It was Patrika. All right, hold on. Let me see if I get it. Wheelchair, if you out there, Wick on your line, somebody want to see Wick. If it don't, I'll call him. You know, on Wednesdays, we don't usually have that much going on Wednesdays. Uh-oh, that jug. Uh-oh, Lord, I know we're in trouble now. This damn jug.
I want to know what make him think that why hair make a woman. Who said hair makes a woman?
Okay, I'm going to get him. Jughead, you open, Jughead.
Hey, Jenna. All right, Jughead. Jenna, did you see the young girl down there practicing for a pro stock?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Damn, 17 years old. Some 17-year-old young lady down there.
Oh, they
got a lot of girls in their class, though.
Yeah. They got a lot. They got
She's driving the pro stock like she's a veteran.
Uh-huh.
They're good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Whit.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Whit. Hold on, kid. Let me get Whit on in. Hey, Whit. You know, he answered the phone, but he ain't saying nothing.
He probably say both on the phone, dog.
Hey, Whit. He bouncing the phone, but he won't say nothing.
He probably
say
both
down,
on
what?
The phone.
Say Treacle song. Oh no, I ain't finna say it. They would have messed with Treacle again. They would what you call me wanna find out. What's wrong? Whit won't answer the phone.
Oh shit, slow that motherfucker down.
Hey Whit.
Hello. Yo.
Hey Whit. Somebody got Gina, there you are. Gina, there you are.
Hey.
Wait,
what's going on, Jana? I'm all right.
Got a question for you.
Let me get my real phone.
Got a question for you.
Hold on. Oh, let me get my real phone. I'm out here working on the car. Let me get my real phone. Damn, that motherfucker. That motherfucker smoking. But I'm holding that motherfucker. I don't believe that.
Where them dollars at, man? Where them dollars at?
Where them dollars at? Where them dollars at? Hold on. Let me get my plug. All right, go ahead, Jane.
I heard your song the other day. I know it wasn't directed to me, but what do you have against women with short hair?
I love
women
with short hair.
Bald head.
I love women with short hair.
Because you know me. You
know
me. I mean, I've had hair,
yeah.
And I've actually had my hair close to being bald.
Bald.
So I was just loving it. I said, well, what you got against a woman with bald head? What about him?
I don't have. I didn't write that song.
Listen to me. Hold on. I was laughing. Actually, you know, I'm going to get his ass when I see him, right? And I said, no, I ain't going to hit the one, but I'm going to hold off and let him think, you know, I ain't here. Right?
Right.
Let me ask him what he got against a woman with short hair.
No, I ain't got nothing against a woman with short hair. I like women with short hair. It was just a song. We think we're sitting around, wishing around. And
well,
I
know you've been picking that freak all the time. I mean, I understand that. I know that.
Yeah, yeah, I was
but
just
I was
messing
just,
with her.
It's like I said, well, damn, I got short hair. Me talking about rubbing hands through the hair and all this and that. Like that hair make a woman. Hair don't make no woman.
No. Hell no. I just was messing with Treacle. That's all. Just messing with Trick. It wasn't
good.
No, I'm
all right. Now they start calling it Trick or Song. Somebody said, play Trick or Song.
Play Trick or Song. What Trick is going to get my ass?
What the song was with?
I don't know. I've been out the country. I just got back in the country.
Y'all thought you were dragging, didn't you? Wrong answer again. This song is for all the motherfucking chicken head bitches. And we kept the motherfucking name the same. Cause we think being a bald head bitch is a goddamn shame. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn world? What are you, bitch? A boy, a girl, I can't tell cause your shit on the sides are gone. You remind me of that monkey looking bitch Grace Jones. Fucked up is how you look to Willie D. I just gotta have a bitch that has more hair than me. Some try to cover up by weaving it through. You ain't fooling nobody, we know you're bald-headed too. Bald-headed ho.
Damn!
That's it. That's his joke here. That's his joke.
I
laughed.
I said, this dude, yeah, he's a trip.
Uh-uh.
Only
uh-huh.
Only women out there that got that old weave here and his finger gets hung on one of her tracks.
Uh-oh.
I need to come out of the
song with
the hole with the track.
That's right. My hair has been long. I just prefer short hair. It's easy to tend to, and especially with the job
all
I
right.
had. And I sweat a lot, you know, and I feel like I can wear my hair, you know, my hair the way I wear it.
And
right, no, ain't nothing wrong with that. We just do this. Don't mess with you.
Oh, no. Look. I wasn't offended by it because I was actually laughing. And I'm like, I said, well, I guess he think all women that got, you know, long hair, that the shit belong to them because hair, you know, get out there and your finger might get hung up in a crack. Then what you going to do?
Uh-oh. Hey, Gina, so when you got your hair cut like that, when you got your hair cut like that, I don't know how often you do it, but don't you have to keep getting it lined up just like a man? Don't you have to get it lined up regularly?
No.
Huh?
If you ever see mine, my hair is cut and it still looks feminine, okay? My hair has never been edged. I don't get it edged up. Even when I do a bald fade, I don't ever get it lined up to look like a man. I still keep my female, looking like a female.
Yeah. Seems like you might have been offended a little bit, though.
No, but I was actually laughing. And I was like, but I said, this dude, you're talking about a woman that got to have hair. So what make this hair make a woman?
You got a bald head coochie, so why not a bald head?
But see, didn't nobody.
I'm just talking to Gina.
I believe Gina didn't like that song never, dog.
No, you know, Gina can adjust to anything anyway.
It takes a whole lot. It takes a whole lot to get
I know.
And,
okay.
You know, I've had don't get Gina's head one time, you know, fall ahead. And?
I was laughing at it because I got a bald head motherfucker so pretty and fine. As long as you cute and fine, and you know, I've had some bald head ugly women. A dude told me, since we on and talking and stuff, Gina, Miss Gina and everything, like I was messing with a boy the other morning, and I said, I'm in the 500 club. I said, I done fucked over 500 women. And he said he ain't believe me. I said, well,
man, come on, man.
I'm telling you, I'm 300 and something in Memphis. And you know, I'm out of town, Texas. We were doing all that. Traveling and stuff.
He's sort of like Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, I'm 500
Will plus. Up there. Now, Will Chamberlain.
He didn't believe
me. Me and Will Chamberlain in the same boat.
Yeah, he didn't believe
me.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. I done had a bald head, just being a nigga. You know, I done had them bald headed. I done had them cute. I done had them long hair. I done had them all kind of ways. You see what I'm saying? So I don't discriminate fat, skinny. I don't discriminate. As long as you ain't stinking, nails dirty.
When you did with the song, I know you was getting at her, picking on her.
As long as your nails and shit ain't dirty and feet ain't dirty and stuff like that. You're all right with me. Yeah. Right now, I like who likes me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
There are a lot of men out there that think women should have long hair.
Right. I like long hair better.
A lot of women, but it all depends.
If you got some short, good
a lot of women,
hair, natural hair, shit, ain't nothing wrong with that.
A lot of women. A lot of women, you know, kind of like cater to that because they are, you know, they're kind of afraid to have their natural. You know, I guess I'm just different. You know,
you look nice with your hair and everything. You always look nice,
head.
Gina. Yeah. I ain't even paid attention to it. You so cute. Sometimes you don't even pay attention to stuff like this. What that hit that was in the back of that truck? That forward.
I just wanted to mess with you about that because I did when
it ain't in there.
What in the world?
No, I'm talking about that was back of that Mexican truck I got over there. You fuck with the truck. Yeah, Gina. That wasn't to you. That wasn't no. That wasn't nothing.
I
was just messing with
Trika.
I know Trika's gonna get on my ass
like
too.
Yeah, I didn't
yeah,
take it like that.
I believe you. I believe you. I believe you kind of mad about that.
Trust me.
Dog,
trust
I believe
me.
She kind of mad. No, Miss Gina. I'm about to
dog
buy your dinner.
Well.
Open, you said where is
dog
that?
Dog knows me.
I'm going to have to buy your dinner, man, because I don't think you like it there, Miss Gina. I ain't no rocket scientist.
You
can jug in. I
was not offended.
Yeah. Hey, dog.
I was not offended by it.
I ain't no goddamn rocket scientist.
To be honest with you, you know what, though? But to be honest with you, you know what? If Gina was offended, what she would have did? She would call you offline and get dog, send me
yes,
time. I want to talk to you. She would talk to
what, was
way.
It a pen in there?
You
would
have did that, Gina?
I sure would have.
Gina.
Yeah.
I would have called you and asked you to give me which phone number.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you would
have.
Yes,
I sure would have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
call with.
Gina, call me on the show. Ain't no good.
We just won't let it go. We ain't gonna do that.
He wants me to be upset.
Huh?
He wants me to be upset.
Juice. I like that.
Yeah, Jenna. I believe I got a few more songs I'm gonna come up with. I believe I
yes,
should.
Yes,
we're gonna start coming up
with
songs. Yeah,
Billy Washington already had told me to play it for y'all say anything. Billy Washington.
Yeah, they like that one. Now we gotta come. We gonna come up with a song every week. Every week, James.
Yes, sir.
And we gonna see.
Don't forget about y'all guys on there now.
I'm gonna come up with one for the guys this time. Yeah, I'm gonna come up with a guy.
Shout big,
niggas.
Shout big.
In the closet. Give me some. Y'all give
in,
me a song about
down low,
the down low guys.
Closet.
Yeah, for the down low guys.
I got to put a song. Juggie, you in a bad
yeah,
area.
Juggie, most definitely. In the closet.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's more different than Clark. Yeah, anytime a motherfucker name you Jughead, you get to be in the goddamn closet. Who goes? My mama. Let me tell you something, man. My mama had five brothers, and she used to goddamn, when they get drunk, she'd go around there and get them and all that kind of shit, pull pistols and everything on guys. She rough, and she couldn't have named me no fucking Jughead. I said, hold up, mama. I don't mean no goddamn harm. But you need to call your husband Jughead. I ain't your fucking Jughead.
I hear this ugly motherfucker talking. I ain't speaking
that. I would have told my mama, you name your ugly ass husband Jughead.
Did his mama give him that nickname?
That's what I would have told my mama. But his mama got
me. Ain't named me Jughead.
Oh, okay. Who named you Jughead? Your partner? I know you ain't let no nigga name you no goddamn Jughead.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know you ain't do that.
Yeah,
oh,
You got a big head, everybody call me Jughead. We drink all the time.
Oh, man.
That's one thing they always call me, so everybody got you. You done let some niggas
name you Jughead. Boy, I tell you this. I got a song coming for your ass. I can tell you that.
Yes, sir.
I got a song coming for your ass. You done let some niggas name you Jughead. Boy, I tell you the truth. This goddamn grudge gang getting wickeder and wickeder out of the day.
They're getting soft, man.
Yeah.
They're getting soft.
He done let a nigga name him Jughead. That's crazy. Yeah, Gina. That goddamn go Gina ass up, boy. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Hey, Gina, I'm excited that you was. Yeah, I'm excited, goddamn.
He played it twice trying to get a reaction, and Trika wasn't on the phone. So I wouldn't get the one.
No,
right.
Trika was on the phone. She said, yeah, she was on.
Trika was on.
She was on.
Yeah, she said she had time to fuck with me. She said she wanted to have a fuck with me.
Well, you know, today, you know, I hit the one button, to, you know, to talk to him about the race. So I said, you know what, go with it. They be asking where he get that.
But if you, yeah, that song back in the day, everybody used to play that song now, Regina. Everybody used to play that song.
I'm going to be honest with you.
That's the first time I ever heard it.
That's the first time I ever heard it. That's the first time
I ever heard it. Nah, that song real popular. Willie D and them, yeah, that song real popular.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Me neither, Jim. Yeah.
And I thought about it. This song, he might fit on the trick.
But I started laughing when he played. I said, where in the hell did you get that from?
That's a pretty popular song. Yeah, that's a pretty popular song, you know. So, yeah, what's going on with the Grub Game, Jana?
Mississippi, so they probably play something.
No,
like
that song all up in Texas and all everywhere.
Honestly, I love music and I have never heard it.
That's crazy. I can't believe it. That song was.
It got a good beat to it, so I'm wondering why it is. It got a damn good beat to it and shit with it. That joke is nasty. He's nasty with it now.
I got to give him that. He's nasty with it.
Yeah, somebody's got a good beat to it, though.
Yeah, he's nasty with it.
Well, like I said, it's a lot of, you know, men out here that feel.
No, I know a lot of guys that ball a low hard. That's why it don't affect, you know, it don't bother them. No, low hair, you know. Most of these women now ain't got no damn hair. They wearing wigs and stuff.
Is that what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Right, so no, that ain't.
Is it that they don't have hair, or they just, they want to get their wigs because they can make them look, they can style them and all that kind of stuff.
Make them look better. No, they don't have hair. Their hair ain't growing. Woman's going to wear their own hair. They're going to wear their own hair now. They ain't fool me like this. They just can't. The shit ain't growing.
Hair ain't growing and they motherfucking lazy.
Well, they just want long hair. That's all that is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take short hair. My haircuts are never the same. Never the same.
Right.
I think
what you mean, never the same?
When I get a haircut, I never get the same haircut.
Right.
So, Gina, you basically one of the trendsetters in having short hair. Because now a lot of people got the short hair. Yeah, you've been having that shit for a minute.
You know, when I get a haircut, it is never the same.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, too, dog, when we played this. I said, I hope Gina don't think. Well, nobody else, not just Gina, like nobody else think we messing with them and stuff, don't like short hair. But I'm excited that Gina, I believe Gina got them. She went to sleep with that.
I never heard the song.
You took that to bed with you.
I would ask.
You thought about that bald head.
I was actually laughing at it, for real.
Yeah, it was for fun.
Like,
it was joke.
They done made a hair about women, a song about women.
Yeah, it was for jokes.
I was saying like this guy like saying, you know, hair makes a woman. So that's why I was going to ask Rick. You know, thinking since you asked him to play it, is that how you felt?
Had me to do the show on him. He didn't even show up. And then when I got ready to leave, he's going to come hit the one. But I'm mad.
He was scared.
No, I was messing with the car or something, I think.
But as a
I
whole
forgot what I was doing.
It was Dre. Which,
to be honest with
Dre
you,
was
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Padre. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was one of the ones I thought about that had to play it. But the song was so old, I thought it might have been Dre because we'll deal from down that way. By Dre.
Right down that way. Yeah, I bet you Dre knew him no better.
That's why I thought it might have been.
You heard this song before, Padre?
Yeah.
You had to be really be a real street nigga to know that song, right? You had to be out in the street nigga. Yeah, you had to be a real street nigga to know that song. Right. That ain't no song for like motherfuckers ain't been in the streets much. You had to been a real street nigga to know that song. Willie D and them and all them boys. That was real gangster shit that was you know, that was real gangster shit back then, you know. Yeah.
Ball head.
But yeah.
How you talking about you worked on a car with? I ain't never really seen you dirty with.
Nah, I pimp some push. Like I got people to come work on the stuff, and I just right, you know, I got people that need cars they work on, but I don't actually do the work. I pencil push. I freelance. I got a motherfucker come do the work, and I charge and put me something on it. That's what I do over the winter. Like when my races, I ain't got no races to March, so I got to make some kind of money to March. So I pencil push to March. I got a goddamn F-250 out here cut off on a boy. Now, you don't know what's wrong with it. So I got to get him tightened up. I got to get the boy to come over and put the computer on it and do this and do that. And then I'll make me a few dollars off his ass. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I'm freelance. Yeah, I'm a freelance. And then I got another pickup coming in after that one. I got another coming in after that one. Girl, I need some rear view mirrors put on my pickup.
It's from Willie B. First album. It's called Controversy. There are more songs like that.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's it.
Hey, Crooked Letter from down there in Mississippi, man.
Crooked Letter from, he's from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he's from Chicago. He might be from Chicago.
He's from Mississippi. No, he's from Tennessee. Crooked Letter, where you from, Crooked Letter?
Mississippi.
Because his wife made them goddamn sweet potato pie. Dre, that you, Dre?
832.
Yeah, Dre know that motherfucker. Yeah, Dre know that motherfucker. Yeah.
Ball, yo. What you see? What you see, Pete? Ball, yo.
Oh, Dre, you can talk now. You like Game Brown, Dre. You can't talk over shit, but you can sing. Go ahead. You sing what you got to say.
Oh, man. Not get on the good foot.
Yeah, what you think about?
What about
them
that
boy flying down there, ain't
it, bald head and granny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We were talking about that earlier. Cooking a little by my folks in Mississippi. Okay. Yeah.
I ain't know you be watching Class Racing, Wick.
Hey, shit, all of me out there, they that's what they been doing all day.
I know they
glued to that shit.
I know they do.
They be glued to that shit.
I know
shit.
They do.
They be trying to pump fake and plug it like they don't give a damn about it.
Shit.
Yeah. We say he got to know who to go to. If to go fast, he got to know who to go to.
Yeah, he got to know who to go fast.
Yeah.
And those guys, they get faster and faster every year.
Mm-hmm. What Pee Wee at? Yeah, what's going on, Gina? What's been going on in the Grudge Gang?
Well, you know, I hadn't really been doing a whole lot of Grudge Racing because I've been dealing with my knee. But I'm gonna start coming back out this year.
You'll get back out. Yeah.
So, Gina, your ass been set up. Your ass and got fat, then. You probably done got fat, Gina.
Well, I had gotten up to 160 pounds.
She was already thick. She's fat now, probably.
Okay.
I stay in shape because I still work out.
Yeah. Gina, you got a boyfriend? Gina, you got a boyfriend?
I got a friend.
Okay. Just kidding.
I do.
Brother D, if you text me one more time with this bullshit, this is what your brother D talking about. They go fast. Who named him Kenny Hogan? Who named him Kenny Hogan? Kenny Hubbard, you talking about? No, bro, he can't spell too good, no way. You know, he didn't finish school.
So, how you and your girl doing?
So what now?
How you and your girl doing? I should say, you lady.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Hey, dog. Yeah.
I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi. Wit.
Okay. I've been watching you
and
Vandenberg since way back when you had that Malibu before Predator.
Oh, okay. Malibu.
You see me, you know who I am. She just hit the one button. She want to tell you herself.
Huh?
She hit the one button.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're in the one button. I probably did.
Yeah.
I didn't have
some.
No? I didn't have a bunch of shit.
God damn, I didn't know you had no
question. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I was just asking, dog, how is it, everything's going?
Well, I ask him that all the time.
He don't know what's up.
Hey, man.
Dog, you be quiet.
How you say the word?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to keep it real.
Uh-uh.
We all know how dog is. And so some things I just can't tolerate if I'm going to be your girl. And since it's not going to change, then it is what it is.
I was rooting for you guys.
Me too.
He deserves a second chance. It's kind of hard for, you know, they say nothing to change the spot. I mean, he's been that way since I've known him.
Right, but if that was your man, would you kind of tolerate some of that behavior?
Well, you know what? Maybe we ain't gonna do this on the front line because I don't want people to out there like that.
Hey, she's dumb enough to just do it. Let her do it. Go ahead.
I was really pulling for you guys.
We are fine. We are fine. It's just we are fine.
Well, how fine
it's
is
it's gonna be hard for him. To, I mean, he, the way he is, like I say, you know, he picks on me all the time. And if he didn't, I honestly think something is wrong with him. Now, not get into your business to what it is he's doing that you don't like. I'm not going to put it out there on the national radio show for everybody to be in his business like that. You know, but set him down, you know, and talk to him. Let him know you mean business. Either get it together, you know.
We are fine. Right. Right. We are fine. We are fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Thank you for coming on and letting me know.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dina.
Sound like you on the dial, buddy.
I got my dog is my dog, huh?
This fool is sick, man. Oh, say his dog in his dog.
Gina, will you shut the hell up, Gina? Leave that shit alone, Gina.
I'm done.
You just keep pushing.
Dog is fine. Just look, just for clarification, dog's not in the doghouse. Dog is fine. Dog's going to be dog.
Kill it, dog.
See, dog?
The atomic dog.
Kill it, dog. Uh-oh.
Nasty dog.
Fucking dog.
You're coming everybody now. I'm pleading the fifth on everything. Kenny Rain didn't hit the phone. Brother D done hit the damn phone. Brother D done hit the phone. Gina, when I see your ass, you're going to need reconstruction on your other damn knee.
Dog, if I hit it by accident, but Gina answered the question, the statement I would have made. Yes, I feel like a relationship is like a donut. And that center hole is only enough room for three people. It shouldn't be on the surface.
Yeah, yeah, three people's gonna sit in the inside. Everybody else on the outside. I actually won by mistake. That hole is just good enough for three. The one on the two in the scene.
Yeah,
one be
failed.
You get
four in that motherfucker, brother.
See, that's the problem right there. Too many want to get in. It's only three can fit in that hole. One is in the spirit, and two is in person. There's no room for no one else. That's
it.
And I've closed the door on it.
You owe me. Your ass owe me, Gina. You owe me.
Well, I was just me being concerned, you know, because I just, I know, I talked to you, and I know you, you in love, so.
Oh, y'all good. Just go ahead. We got an open discussion. Everybody come on in there.
No, nope. Your love life is not for the radio. Okay? I've closed the door up now. Let's talk about something else.
Well, goddamn, Gina, I'm in love, so what the hell is that, too? I mean, goddamn, this is going to be my third marriage right here. Shit.
Well, I heard you say you get married. When you get married?
September.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, man.
Whoever making that horse, no, go make it at your mammy house. Tell her to come outside.
Oh, Lord. Don't y'all come at the big.
God damn.
Damn, man. Who the hell? Don't. Put that horse in the stable, dog.
I'm the good guy. I ain't starting no trouble today. I'm passive.
Put that
horse I'm passive.
Dre would be
hey,
good today.
Gina, I ain't even passive aggressive.
Dre would be good today. Somebody done brought that horse out the stable.
Oh,
well,
man.
Dre, no, he do come on cussing like a kid, but he always be all right till that horse get loose.
Look, whenever they make that noise, as long as he keeps saying stuff back, they're gonna continue to do it.
They're gonna keep doing it. They're gonna keep doing it.
The best thing he can do is to hear and let it
slide. All I can say about that and this for everybody on here. whoever motherfucker is making a hard noise, I wish they mammy and daddy would have bought them a horse at their younger years where they wouldn't be out here trying to make a noise.
That's a healthy horse.
That's a thoroughbred.
We had a couple of horses on there, seemed like they had Colin.
They ain't one of them Clydesdale, is
it? Oh,
man.
I don't deal with Clydesdale, homie. I got three walls and standard breeds. Baby, I do none of that other shit.
I'm talking about that horse on the phone.
That horse that got out of the house.
Hey,
Gina.
Huh? I want to ask you. So, what if I would have said I don't like bald head women? I got something against them. What would you have been your?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Wit won't let it go, man.
What makes a woman with hair any different with a woman that don't have hair?
So you can pull on that hair, and the motherfucker that ain't got no hair, you can't do nothing but rub on her scalp.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I wanted to rub on the scalp, I'd rub on my own damn scalp. Did you hear what I said?
We can't hear you, Jay.
The way y'all get on here, invite each other to your man part.
of y'all are probably already doing that anyway. So what's the difference?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And every time I turn around, this is all of, I mean, y'all in here. So
what you said, kid?
Rubbing on a woman with a bone.
Lord, have mercy.
It's probably better than rubbing on a dude.
Uh-oh.
I never heard a bunch of men get on here, and every time you turn around, they're inviting each other to their parts.
Yeah, you right about that.
My.
I don't do that.
I told y'all to leave Gina alone. Yes, sir. Somebody just text. Gina, I'm gonna read a text. She knows these niggas on here sucking dick.
I want to ask you a question, Gina.
Go ahead.
Do you like men with Jerry curls?
Oh, man.
Probably when they was in style.
I'm like, I don't discriminate. But if it's a Jerry curl and they got the stuff and it's dripping, hey, I'm gonna tell them, look, dude, you're putting too much in your hair.
Right. Okay. So you would date a man with a Jerry curl?
A man with a Jerry curl. We all
well, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, you know, if a person has a Jerry curl or not, because a lot of people got good hair and they tend to put, you know, the little oil thing and stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, so
okay, what about the men? Hey, Gina, what about the men that be getting that black spray and stuff across their head?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, a lot of women don't want to be gray. They want to stay, you know, looking young. I don't care about getting gray. I like salt and pepper, you know.
Right.
And I'll say, you know, to each his own. You know, if you don't want a woman with, you know, like I wear my hair, that's fine and dandy.
If you ain't with, you got all that noise, put your phone on mute. We're the only one can have noise. If you ain't with,
you know,
put your phone on mute with all that noise.
When he say, you know, you want a woman that, you know, you can...
No, actually, I like women with short hair, you know, like, especially the natural look.
But actually, you know, I'm talking about with Jerry Gray, you know, you get a woman, you pull her hair, and then you pull that shit out, then what?
Oh, man.
Because everybody don't have long hair. There are those of us that have hair. I mean, if I choose to grow my hair back, I can.
Right.
I choose not to because I like it short.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like women with short hair, but I do like the natural short look, you know, with the natural look and stuff. I like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, then you do have women out here, you know, that some women don't have a choice because they may have cancer or something. And so what they're doing, they're embracing their hair. They choose not to go out and get a wig. You know, they wear short hair.
Right.
No, I don't have cancer. I just like short hair. And I'm not gonna lie, it's easy to manage.
Huh?
I've seen some with cancer. They just cut all their hair off and just let it stay bald.
Yeah.
My sister
right now, she has I guess for the medication, because she's, you know, she has diabetes real bad, and some of her medication started, you know, pulling her hair out. You know, she used to have long hair, so she started cutting it short. I told her to cut it. And then it started to where the medication started, you know, taking it out. I told her, stay your head. She is literally bald. And to be honest with you, it looks good on her. She looked, I mean, she has nothing. Her husband, he's bald. You know, because at first she was like, well, no, I don't want to, you know, I said, look, if you want it to come back, you're going to have to bald it. You have to cut it all off.
Right.
And once she did it, once she cut it, she was satisfied with it. But she will still, you know, she'll put on a wig.
Right.
You know, from time to time, but she will go, you know, bald. And it actually looks good on her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she got tired of people asking her if she had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something kind of messed up? You gonna come up and ask nobody that, do you?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of messed up. That's rude.
Well, people that, you know, I guess by, you know, she's in the church real, you know, a whole lot, and, you know, she plays piano for different churches and stuff, and so I guess people feel like they know her, and they'll come over and just be starting a conversation with her and,
yeah.
You know, and say, well, I didn't know that, you know, you were sick, and she's like, sick? You know, it's because people, you know, always said, because if a woman has a bald head, 9 times out of 10, you got cancer. They think you're taking radiation.
Right.
And if she would just go ahead and say, they would just say, you know, cancer. They just say, I didn't know you were sick. And she'll say, well, look, I don't have cancer. She said,
I learned my lesson one time. I learned my lesson one time, Gina, saying somebody was there, a woman had a big stomach. I thought she was pregnant. And I just said, ooh. When you had a baby, she said, I ain't pregnant. I said, oh, shit.
So
I don't ever say shit no more.
I did the same thing.
Gina,
she
it was a friend of mine.
But she actually came in and she had on a maternity shirt because her stomach was so big. And not knowing, you know, it's a maternity shirt. So I asked her, I said, well, when is the baby due? This woman chopped my head off. So you can
I ain't pregnant,
now,
oh, Jesus.
And I can know you pregnant? I'm not even going to ask you nothing. I ain't asking you nothing.
I don't say nothing no more. That shit embarrassed me so bad. That guy's, I got embarrassed. Shit, I could even play that shit off.
It trust me, it's hard too. But like I said, she had on a maternity top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, okay. No, but I just, okay, well, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean no harm. They don't like to talk, but I don't know why.
No, you doing good? Hey, they call me shit. I mean, we'll do it.
You said, what
you doing? Got out
here. I said, you know, I don't talk as much. Oh, here.
You had a good conversation going on there, brother.
This is a good subject.
Yeah. Shit. Whitfield got there wondering about that short ass stuff, though. Whitfield thinking it's something.
I can honestly tell you, it does not bother me. I can bring my son here right now, and he will tell you. He fusses that, you know, when I first cut my hair was down to my shoulders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided one day, I sweat a lot, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend like $60 and $80 to get my hair done. Look good coming out of this salon, okay? The next day, it's in a ponytail.
It's messed up.
It's in a ponytail.
They're raising money.
Right, I said, you know what? I can use that, and I just decided, and I cut it all off. Then
but
I
you know a lot about that.
Now
you know,
that
how you know about that shit, Rick. You know a lot about that shit, Rick.
Cause a couple girls, you know, I mess with. They go to the beauty shop, and then they the next day they hurt back in the ponytail because it didn't fail, and you know it don't hold and stuff.
We sweat, you know.
Right.
All women don't, but I sweat.
Yeah,
and
they mean to spend $80 on the hairstyle. And shit, it don't last 2-3 days.
Last what? 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
2 hours tops.
That mister's a damn pervert, man.
And then you know a lot of women don't want to have sex with you after they get their hair did.
Oh, they ain't never bothered me. I can always curl it. I mean, I can curl mine, so that didn't bother me.
So you didn't have that problem, like?
That don't bother me.
Yeah,
when I get my hair
there.
Down, I lay down.
Yeah, I know a lot of women told me, hell no, I'm getting my hair did Thursday. You're going to have to wait.
Damn.
They ain't trying to fuck their hell.
Now, I done got that a lot. Now. I ain't going to lie about that.
I'm not saying any different than any other woman. I'm sure there's other women.
Or they'll tell me, you need to come on, you know, come get my hair done, you know, or whatever. You need to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what about the one that be sleeping in the bed with their head up in there?
You must like to pull on
a hair or something. You must pull on
well,
a hair.
No, like, not if it's like my sweated out or some shit like that, you know. But I pull on that motherfucker. I pull on long hair too now, Mike. I ain't gonna lie about that now.
Gina, speaking of Jerry curls. That old Mike, speaking of Jerry curls. But I think, but Mike just got decent hair. And he knew how to moisturize it, right? He knew how to moisturize it.
I know they just be getting on.
He like Mike here. He like Mike here, dog. All the women like Mike here.
I like you too.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't have a problem with Leo.
But
you don't.
Okay. You're gonna make some of these jokers on him jealous now. You're gonna make some of them jokers on him jealous now for saying that shit.
Well, you know, I got what you call a ladies man.
With me, all the women like Mike here.
Yeah,
I don't know Mike. I don't know nothing about it.
They love Mike Hill.
Goddamn
right. Hey, you did like Ricky, Mike. You could have stayed on mute. They never would have got you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm gonna go like Ricky. I'm gonna go back over here and watch TV.
Oh, ain't it on TV? What you watching on TV, Mike? What you watching on TV, Mike?
Man, I've been I don't watch more TV this winter than I ever in my lifetime.
Right, right.
Kid, me too.
Well, where Kenny Rain's at? Coco don't play tonight, dude. Do she play tonight or tomorrow, dude? No, she don't play tonight, dude. I hope you know.
No,
do Coco play tonight?
I didn't hit the one button. The morning show, I got the morning show.
Yeah, I didn't make no difference. But hey, do Coco play tonight, Kenny?
She played, I think it's Friday, dog, at 3 a.m.
Damn. Okay. Damn. Yeah. In the morning?
Yeah. 3 a.m., yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, daytime, hour time, okay.
I think it's 3 a.m.
Yeah. She got a tough one coming up now, though. She got a tough one coming up now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's the one she beat in the final, Sabalenka.
Yeah. Yeah, U.S. Open thing. Couldn't have been no tougher than one she had the other night, goddamn. So I mean, that was a tough.
She didn't make too many fucking errors the other night.
I gotta come up with a song for next week.
Yes, sir, Witch. You better get on it, Witch, so I can get it downloaded. You know what Fletcher said now? We're supposed to be having a show at 11 o'clock Monday now. 11 o'clock Monday.
Monday, yeah. Yeah, Monday.
Damn, boy, it's gonna put me in a bind, but I'm gonna
Hey dog. O'clock. Let's act like
yeah.
He was a little tipsy the other day too.
He was.
Yeah, he sounded like he was a little tipsy.
Well, you got to look at this another thing. You heard him say he's a free agent, so that means you know, technically speaking, he might not have no job right now.
Mm-hmm.
You kept asking, was he coming back?
He called me after 8. Now, I just heard him, you know, he said he couldn't call him after 8. That's the shit. Fletcher got them having them some cocktails around that motherfucker.
Yeah, Fletcher got them.
Fletcher and got two of their coaches fired.
Yeah.
Two of Fletcher and them coaches fired?
Yep, two of them.
Damn.
They fired the black dude. They fired the black dude that was, they fired, he was a defensive coordinator. Was it that black dude? Or was he the offensive coordinator? Which one was he, kid? The black dude.
I don't forgot which one. I don't forgot what his position was, but two of them gone.
Oh,
defense.
What a defense.
They signed the shit out them
He's
coaches.
Defensive coordinator? They don't need to find a coach. They need to find a motherfucker that couldn't tackle shit. Them somebody that couldn't tackle me.
Hey, Will, you see they fired that motherfucker in Milwaukee and hired a motherfucker the same day they fired him.
I don't know what that was all about. And he had a winning record.
Yeah, but he was getting all that. He was calling Doc Rivers, asking Doc Rivers for advice and all that shit, and then Doc Rivers take the man's job.
I got one better for you, dog.
I got one better for you. You remember the black coach at Michigan State?
No, I don't look at that. Michigan State never was on my. They were in my damn no.
Michigan State had a black head coach, right? So he done brought in a woman, you know, to talk about sexual harassment and stuff. You know, you know, talk
fuck them coaches. They fuck them coaches. They fired me after 24 years. Fuck a coach.
That B-boy.
He fired my motherfucking ass. What the fuck y'all worry about? Yeah, they're coaches. They get another job.
Right, Come on, whoever on the speakerphone. Hey, whoever on the speakerphone, man, get off the speakerphone and mute your mic, please, if you're on that speakerphone, man. You got feedback.
They fired me last Tuesday. I'm already working at another goddamn job. Fuck them. Fired every day.
Goddamn, what they fire you for?
Oh, fuck it, dude. I'm a lottery pick, motherfucker. They fired me in one dealership. I'll be at the next, the same day.
Well, why did they fire you? You weren't selling the cars or what?
No, because the bitch motherfucker cussed me, and I cussed his bitch ass back.
Hey, man, whoever on the speakerphone, man, get off the speakerphone or mute your phone, please. You got a feedback, man. Whoever on the speakerphone?
Hey, Dre, same way at work as I am on this motherfucker, on this phone, at a race. A bitch cussed me, I'm cussing him back. I wouldn't give a fuck if we're on the moon.
Good,
I'm the GSM. I don't give a fuck who you is. You ain't gonna cuss me, bitch, man.
But, Danny Boy, when you at work, though, that's a non-losing battle right there, baby. You can't cuss a motherfucker
out there. I ain't lost a goddamn thing. I'll sell Lambo Toyota cars or I'll sell McCarty Toyota cars. What the fucking difference?
Well, I'm saying, you know, when you at them jaws, you got to learn how to bite your tongue.
Man, you ain't got to kiss no motherfucker ass because you ain't no job. Fuck that shit.
Well, you know, one thing about me, Dan, boy, I got shit to pay for. I ain't gonna let another motherfucker get control of me where I gotta go cussing him out and shit.
Well, let me ask you something. You were looking for a job when you got that motherfucker, wasn't
you? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you got that one, you supposed to try to keep that one.
I had the bitch for 20-something years. I mean,
well,
I did keep it.
You were there 20
so
years.
So I supposed to let a motherfucker. So you telling me a motherfucker spit in your face or whatever, you gonna keep the job because you been there.
Oh, you say a motherfucker cussed at you. They motherfucker cuss you every day.
Well, that's the thing. Disrespect is disrespect.
Now, spitting on a motherfucker is totally out of control.
Dre, always remember this. A man title don't make him no more man than you. Just because he's a GSM, he got to respect me as a man, I'm going to respect him as a man. I wouldn't give a fuck. I just don't play that shit. Bitch made motherfucker cuss me. I cussed his bitch ass out. And they told me to get the fuck gone, and I got the fuck gone, and I had a job the same day.
Well, you were blessed.
No. And that ain't the end of it. Yeah. Remember that. Shit. You gotta respect the motherfucker, man. Your title don't give you the right not to respect the motherfucker. Remember that. It was damn what your title is.
But in certain instances, I can't let a motherfucker get control of me when I got shit to pay for and do this and do that. And
so that means the shit you got to pay for got to control you. That means you let a motherfucker shit in your face because you got shit to pay for. Hey, fuck that shit.
I ain't going to let him go that far.
It's more than one way to pay for it. It's more than one way to pay for it, Dre.
I hear you. Well, you're bad.
If you're good
man,
at
people,
what you do, hey, Dre, when one motherfucker don't build an engine right, what they do, they go to another one, right?
That's true. But we ain't talking
right,
about
then. It's more than one way. It's always more than one opportunity out there when you.
We talking about
listen,
your
when
you're
handling your business.
Talking about the punch you got to get to build the goddamn engine with. That's what we talking about. We talking about the livelihood.
So you think that's all the dealership pay a motherfucker to sell cars?
You always make the money. Don't let the money. You always make the money. Don't let the money make you.
Yeah, but that's you right. Don't be no damn. discipline and go out there and cuss a motherfucker because he cussed you. Well, let that motherfucker cuss you out there to get away with.
Well, like I said, I'm a fucking lottery pick when it comes to this shit.
Fuck that shit, Danny, but I'm with you. Fuck that shit. Don't let these motherfuckers talk
what
to you.
What Dre don't understand is this. When you good at what you do, there's opportunities all around you. But if you bow down to a motherfucker, you might not never get a chance to experience those opportunities. I ain't, motherfucker, you ain't finna cuss me out. Fuck that.
You might have a
they got more goddamn reason to fire his bitch ass than to fire me. If I'd been such a bad employer, how the fuck I was there for 20-some years? If I didn't know how to conduct myself. If you got any sense, you ought to know that man had to do some bullshit for a motherfucker to...
Longevity don't mean that, not that, boy. That don't necessarily mean that, just because you're there.
Longevity mean
they
ain't going to keep you if you was a fucker.
Well, so I mean, you know, it all depends on sometimes.
Hold on, dog. You got good common sense.
That's what I was there 38 years, and then if you fuck up at the wrong time, you can get let go. You can fuck up at the wrong time.
No, that ain't my point. I didn't give a fuck about being let go. This the thing.
Okay.
This the thing, what I'm saying. If you've been working around the same people for 20-some years, and all of a sudden you go to fuck off on one of the motherfuckers in the tower in front of all the motherfuckers and give a fuck. They had to do something fucked up, right?
Was he a new joker?
No, he's been around forever. I mean, them that started working together in 2001.
Oh, okay.
Hey, dog, let me tell you this, and I tell y'all this on the phone all the time. If 2,000 motherfuckers ain't going to do to me, call me a bald-faced liar. It's in my face when you know you the motherfucking liar. And then when you get caught up in your lying, then you're going to turn around and cuss me. Because you ain't got nowhere else to go. You know, ain't nothing else you can resort to, but tell me some shit like, I don't give a fuck what your aunt said. And you bitch-made motherfucker, I don't give a fuck what you said. Fuck you, bitch, get all her fucking money. Yeah, motherfucker, you sitting there lying, and then gonna make me, dog, it's the worst thing you can do, is be lying and then try to make the motherfucker to tell the truth out of goddamn lie. And then turn around, and when you can't do it, you get the cussing. I'm going to get the cussing back. You lying bitch.
But look at the situation now. Y'all better leave that alone. Y'all might get cussed out.
You had to go find another job.
He ain't got to deal with that shit no more.
Dre, the job that I went to been calling me every fucking week or month trying to get me to come over any goddamn way. And when you hear me say bad motherfucking, bad son of a bitch when it comes to this racist, but this thing is right here selling cars, I'm a bad son of a bitch. I can go to any state and get hired the same fucking day. You just pick one. Go in the book and pick one, and I'll have a job the same fucking day. And I'm doing shit you pick in Little Rock.
What about Lambert?
It's a bunch of Lambert stores, and they're not all owned by the same people.
Everybody knows you, Danny Boy.
Every dealership in Little Rock know who I am. And all of them tried to get me to come.
Yeah, you must be a bad motherfucker then.
Danny Boy said it. He a bad motherfucker now.
How in the hell he gonna sell some cars and his mouth look like a jack-o'-lander?
Uh-uh.
What is that?
Oh, shit. That sounds like real.
Who the fuck is that?
It sounds like Kimo.
Oh, that man wants some attention, man. How you walked in the house and your goddamn son told you your breath smelled like horse shit, motherfucker?
Good.
Get
it. Damn.
Head sucking motherfucker, you.
Rough on me, though. What the hell going on?
Daddy, when you, Daddy, when I opened the door and you walked in, I started smelling shit.
So no.
Yeah.
Good
God Almighty. Oh, man, I mess with Danny. That's Danny. That ain't no Danny boy. That's Danny Joe. Danny. Y'all finna get a blast. That's Danny Joe.
Motherfucker, be back.
Kimo
ain't
got shit.
He ran over six motorcycles.
Yeah, he was got scared. Yeah. He came over here.
How the fuck the motherfucker be black and hurting your motherfucker ass? How the motherfucker slap you and you ran over six Harley Davidson, motherfucker? How you do that?
Where Kimo go, man?
Hey, Tom, I want to talk about something about Danny.
I'm glad they had no push bob in that bullshit.
Good God Almighty.
Kimo took off like he got hit with a goddamn push bob.
Where Kimo at, man?
Come on, Kimo. What happened to Kimo,
no,
man?
Kimo.
What happened to...
Man, I don't know. That motherfucker ran. The fuck wrong with
you? That boy say, if you want that, you want that smoke today, come on with it. Yeah.
No, that man might tell Kimo, man. That man hit Kimo with one punchline and not Kimo.
Yeah, because the goddamn motorcycle hit him about six more times. He fell over all them goddamn motorcycles. The motorcycle hit his ass. He just slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, hold on now, Danny boy, get off him. Stall him out, Danny boy, stall him out. He didn't throw in the tire. I'm throwing the tire for him. God damn. I'm going to throw in the tire for Kimo. Good God, man. That man Kimo came on here and said something. Danny boy hit him with a one-hitter quitter.
Yeah, he fucked him up.
Bolo.
Fucked him up.
Bolo punch. He bolo punched.
Fucked him up.
Hit him with a
Mike
Tyson uppercut.
Hit him
with
that uppercut.
Blow his ass out, man. Knock them goddamn motorcycles over. Them boys was going to beat his ass again. They looked at him and said, you already fucked up. Get your ass on that motorcycle.
Joe blow his ass out, man. Blow his motherfucking ass out.
Come on, Kimo. I know Kimo ain't going out like that, man.
No,
he
what
came in there
and
throw the wild punch at him. He throw the wild punch at him and
all that. Wild punch, man.
Kimo, stay down.
Knock the bike over that goddamn kickstand, hit that motherfucker in the ribs. That motherfucker. Oh! That
motherfucker
got stabbed, this motherfucker. Look at him.
Got him. Smoke him, man.
That motherfucker
got
stabbed, this motherfucker.
Come on, man. Don't do him
like that.
Stall him out. Stall him out, man. Stall him out.
Oh, man. Kimo,
where
you at, Kimo?
Damn,
Kimo. Kimo ain't get back on his ass. If he know what's best for him, Kimo will stay off the line.
Oh, Kimo know he can't go in the best long way. He came in there. That's it.
What happened, Kimo?
They got him.
Well, you know, hey, every night.
And Danny boy.
Every now and then, a wild punch will knock a motherfucker out. Kimo just thought he could knock Danny Boy out. But he got knocked out.
Yeah.
He swung
like a motherfucker, man. He swung if he had a connected, bro.
So fuck this.
He can't be
swung.
We
about to hit one, baby.
Yes, sir. He's swung, man. He's swung, boy. Yeah. got clothes up on him.
Said, come here, boy.
Got clothes up. Got clothes up on him.
Man in his collar. And beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, Kimo killed
him. Daddy boy, grab that man in the collar and beat the fuck out of him. Man, why you...
No. Wait a minute, Skin. Daddy boy hit that man with an uppercut and knocked his head clean out. Daddy boy hit that man like Mike Tyson. Daddy boy hit that man like he was Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
knocked his ass
up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
you brought him in there. You brought him in there for that. You brought him in there for that knockout. You brought him in there.
I didn't even bring him in. I didn't bring him in. Jim, I brought him in.
Tim Houston got him fucked up.
Yeah, Tim, I got that man fucked up.
Damn.
I heard him when he said, "Tim out." Get me in there. He said one brother. Let me tell Daddy. Let me tell him something about his teeth. I said, oh, shit. He can't be done with that bullshit. He got the fuck up out of there.
I'm a man on that movie. You got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah, he might sit there right on out. I said, damn. That was ugly.
Full of Debo on that nigga. He Debo'd him.
Now, dog,
I just
said, leave Danny Boy alone. He might got there and knock a bitch out right now. I just said that shit.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Sure.
Danny Boy. Daddy boy, did that push bar hit you in your mouth, knock all your front teeth out?
No. Hey, Al, hell no, but when you got that motherfucker over that goddamn kickstand, broke the top of your goddamn ribs.
I looked at you, ain't no way this motherfucker here could be taller than somebody. Man, your ass, your teeth look all rotten. Ain't no way I buy a motherfucker car from you. Ain't no motherfucker way.
Come on, kid.
in our fucking ass.
Come on, Skin.
Ain't did no racing.
I'm trying to send $500, dog.
Ain't did no got no racing.
Yeah.
The motherfucker ain't did no racing.
Okay. 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 Always on that run. No.
Hey man, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all done made my night.
Hey, Skid, I went on mute and started laughing because you made it funny than what it was, Skid. Your laughing made it funny than what it was.
Hey, shit was funny to me. I ain't bullshit.
Yeah.
God. Kimo, where you at? Where Kimo at, man? You can't be just doing this, man. Come on, Kimo. You know, you got a little more fight in you than that, man. Kimo! I can't believe it. Tim out, where Kimo at? Now, Tim out nowhere yet, too.
Tim out here, man. We waiting on Tim out to come back to the press room. He done retired from preaching.
Oh, see, you got... I don't know.
Well, he has let the morning show consume him.
Well, Dre, you done stopped making up your own words, Dre. You used to make up us a word every day. You done stopped making up words, man.
No, he's still making them up right now. I got my dictionary, baby. You know one thing about the Dre dictionary is different from the web stuff. Way different. You know, like when they tell me you successful, nigga. When I tell you successful, that's what you know. Hey, that's what you is. You're a successful nigga.
With the way Cowboy talking and the way you make a word, boy, we got to be rough to learn all this shit. Yeah,
y'all some hella good guys, man. That's all I can tell you. You know, them his people too now. My uncle.
Crooked let him know about it too. Crooked let him know about it too.
That's weird fighting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, you know, be honest with y'all,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got you, bro. He said you know about it. That y'all know about that shit. But look here, guys. We finna get ready to get out there. Who got all that damn noise? Hey, Gina, you on there, Gina? Miss Gina.
I'm still here. I ain't going mute you because I was laughing.
Oh, okay. Well, then look here. We finna get out of here. Anybody got any final words before we get out of here? I got to get out of here. They done moved this damn shit, the racing up. They done moved it up. They done started doing some stuff quicker, so I got to get out of here earlier than I wanted to get out of here. Anybody got any last words?
Have a safe trip. You have a safe trip down.
Gina, did I tell you to talk yet? I'm trying to get everybody quiet. I'm finna close everybody's mic. Gina, you gotta close us out though. I'm gonna let you close that. Kid then went to sleep. He drunk. He was there trying to watch. Get us out of here, Gina. Go ahead and close us out, Gina. Go on, close us out, Gina.
Well, first and foremost, you have a safe trip down to Bradenton.
Thank you, baby.
Enjoy talking to you guys tonight. And Wit, I can't wait to hear the next song you come out with. And all you guys have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Gina. We'll see y'all later, guys. Appreciate everybody.